Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Last week brought excitement in towns and cities across Ireland as non-essential retailers opened their doors for the first time in 2021. Dublin City reported a footfall on Saturday just gone of almost 90% of pre-pandemic levels, sparking renewed optimism among business groups for the weeks and months ahead. But several big names are gone from the retail scene. And with the move towards working from home and shopping online, how exactly will our town and city shops survive post-pandemic? Well, our reporter Barry Lenehan has been finding out more. And Barry, you've been to a regional town, but you're starting off in Dublin. What's the scene like there this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Claire, from the top of Grafton Street, St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre, away to my left here. And it's relatively quiet here, it has to be said, this morning, Claire. Business groups, they're insisting that the retailers here, they'll continue to need supports until office workers and international tourism return, and when that novelty factor wears off as well of the great big reopening. And some shops, big names, they didn't return around here when doors flung open last week. Just looking into my immediate eye line, three empty units, including where the shoe shop Echo once was. And if I pivot to my right here, the Topshop store, which was there, that's lying vacant as well. And overall, it's estimated that one in five shops along Grafton Street here are currently empty. Across the Liffey on Henry Street, that vacancy rate higher still, around 30%. And while lockdown has decimated big names such as the Carrefour warehouse as a whole, others along here, they've decided to voluntarily step away from Grafton Street. Tommy Hilfiger, for instance, down across from Brown Thomas, ending its lease early, while Abercrombie and Fitch around the corner, launched here with much fanfare in 2012, it's also decided to step away to move online.
But Barry, there are some suggestions, aren't there, that Grafton Street might just look different post-pandemic, in that it mightn't be as heavily retail orientated as before. What have you been hearing about that?
Yeah, suggestions of this, hopes of it as well by some. And the space where the Pamela Scott store once was, permission has gone into the city council there to turn what was retail space into office use. And Richard Guiney, who's the CEO of Dublin Town, the organisation that represents businesses in Dublin city centre, he says leeway is needed on Grafton Street's special planning laws, as he says there's now growing demand instead for non-retail uses along here, and that will increase post-pandemic. Here's what else he told me.
Grafton Street, like even during the last recession, would have been a street almost insulated from vacancy, but we've got a vacancy rate now at ground floor level of about 18% along the length of the street. That's, you know, obviously not the space that we want to be in. We've lost Monsoon, which is in front of us here, and we've lost Pamela Scott, we've lost Tommy Hilfiger, Kath Kitson, those larger names that we've tended to lose. I think a lot of the independent stores are holding on. Retail has been changing. It was changing before the pandemic, and we'd noticed that from our research, where 10 years ago or 15 years ago we would have been seeing that people were really drawn by the large international brand names. From about 2015 we could see that people were actually being drawn as well by unique experiences, that more people were actually coming into Dublin to dine than to shop. You know, those changes had been there to see, and we had anticipated that they would accelerate into 2020s. Now I think what COVID did was it consolidated that change from 10 years to 10 months.
But when do you expect those units to be filled?
We would anticipate things will recover. Now it may take a year to 18 months to fully recover, but I think we'll also have to look at some planning issues. Might very well have different uses, not only different uses on the street, but actually maybe even different uses within individual premises as well.
18%, one in five. What do you foresee it in quarter one 2022?
Our target would obviously be to get back into single digits. It may take us, you know, maybe 9 months to get into that space. We would anticipate that it will be better by Christmas to maybe adjustment in the new year, but the longer term, we anticipate that this street will recover.
As we head down Grafton Street here, striking how quiet it is, isn't it?
Two cohorts of footfall that are missing from the city, that we're really missing. They are the office workers and tourists. This time of the year, between the two of them, they would have probably accounted for about 25%, maybe more, of footfall. And it's really noticeable that last week, the overall footfall in the city was 56% of what it was in 2019. But on Saturday, we got up to 87%. We'll hover around mid-50s until the hospitality businesses open, and then we'll start getting up to the 65 or 70%. Without office workers and without tourists, I think, you know, our footfall would probably be capped in around the 75% range.
So that's Richard Guiney. And Barry, the issue of rents, it's always been to the fore for businesses on Grafton Street. And people might remember that it was deemed the fifth most expensive street anywhere in the world. That was at the height of the boom. But what's the picture likely to be on that front post-pandemic?
Yeah, and this all important, looking at the signs in front of me, exceptional retail opportunities to let, prime retail unit, signs like that are plentiful here. And rents, they were still high pre-pandemic. The real estate firm Cushman & Wakefield deemed Grafton Street the 13th most expensive street in the world in 2019 at around 3,800 per square metre annually. And fears, there are fears though here that some owners may decide against dropping rents, institutional investors. And so you could have some still vacant units post-pandemic. But some businesses, they have been able to renegotiate rents in recent months, while others are waiting in the wings for rents to fall further before snapping up some of those vacant units we've been hearing about. Reports at the weekend suggested that the fashion giant Calvin Klein is among the big names poised to open here at post-pandemic rents. Another keeping a close eye is the French sports retailer Decathlon. Last June, it opened its first Irish store in Ballymun. It's reporting brisk trade since. It's a global presence, but it had been due to sign a lease for a click and collect store here on Grafton Street earlier this year, but eventually pulled out, citing low footfall and high rents. But as operations manager Kieran O'Shea and first head of Decathlon Ireland, Bastian Grandgeorge, told me, the company is very keen for a city presence, but it's going to wait a little longer, as it says rents should still fall further.
Grafton Street, Henry Street are very, very famous in Europe. The footfall usually is very high. But on the other side, the rental are extremely high if we compare the price per square meter to other capital in the world. So of course, having a drop in footfall in city center, a drop in life in city center, and on the other side, the reality of market, which is still high, make us think twice before reinvesting.
So to have a position in the city will help us to reach another market. So this is something that we are looking for when the time is right.
Time being right, is that a return to pre-pandemic high street?
But of course, when we observe that the footfall in city centre dropped by more than 40% the last few months because of COVID-19 impact, of course, that has also an impact on the desirability of such location for us as tenants. Everything will be a question of balance between life coming back in city centre, rental coming back on a normal reality.
You had a site located, it was quite difficult to get, but now you've quite the number of options there in the Grafton Street area.
Tell the truth, 2 years ago, it was not possible for a company like us to visit a proper location because of the size we need, 1,500 square feet to rent in city centre. The last few months, because of COVID-19 impact, we know that we have between 25 and 30% of vacancies in streets like Henry Street or Grafton Street. So we are visiting many, many options. So I'm pretty sure we could find something, but we are still under discussion to find the good location first, of course, and the good condition of rental, because again, the market in city centre is still very high in Dublin. That will be a trigger point to analyse before sealing a deal.
So that's the thoughts from Decathlon Ireland. But away from the city, you've also been to Goree in County Wexford, Barry. People may know because it's a great place to shop. Many independent boutiques along its main street. What did you hear about how things are going there?
Yeah, and Goree was thriving pre-pandemic, styling itself, as you alluded to, Claire, as the boutique capital of Ireland, with over 20 independent, largely family-run shops all along the town's main street. Two main shopping centres as well, and CSO figures indicated how around 1,500 people in the town worked in the retail sector. Now, the town is expecting a very strong summer trade due to visitors, but it's slightly concerned about what might come after. For O'Gail Councillor in Goree and former Chamber of Commerce head is Diarmaid Devereaux, and he says the full impact of COVID on rural towns such as Goree won't be known until the new year.
But things have started off quietly, Barry, but as you can see here on the main street, it's very busy with traffic, you know, people coming from school, but the momentum in terms of retail still has a long way to go.
What about occupancy? Any casualties from COVID thus far?
We've only had one or two, thankfully. You might have expected more, but thanks be to God we didn't. We lost, the Carrefour warehouse went because they pulled, the UK parent company pulled the business, and we lost the Pamela Scott franchise. But all our independent boutiques and all our independent shops shops, etc., are all solidly intact. And, you know, a lot will depend on the next 6 months, but we're all very hopeful we can come through this.
You've looked through some figures. Take me through. What do you expect in the short and longer term?
We will get a 17-week boom starting next week, really, from the Pentecost weekend, you know, the bank holiday weekend. We've about 17 weeks of a boom here in Goree. Our population will at least double by people coming down to all the mobile home parks, the holiday homes. We have 4 four-star graded hotels for a town this size. I know at least one of them is fully booked for the summer. So our population is going to soar with tourism. So the 17-week boom will happen. At the end of August, then, we will get a bit of a plateau. There's no doubt about that. But we can predict confidently that we'll get a Christmas 5-week boom at Christmas. And it's after that, really, Barry, that we're going to find out what damage COVID has done. Like from roughly, say, 4 o'clock on Christmas Eve to the week maybe before St. Patrick's Day, that period in any provincial town is very, very quiet and very difficult. And you're depending on what money you have brought in and generated in turnover prior to that to carry you through. Now, if we're going to have any casualties, I think that that's the window that it may happen. But we're hopeful that it won't. Let's have a look at it between December and March, and that will be the acid test.
That's Diarmaid Devereaux, and retailers and service providers in Goree are optimistic their town could continue to thrive post-pandemic. First, you'll hear from Marion McKenna of La Creme Boutique on Esmond Street. She built up a huge online presence for her business during lockdown, and I asked her whether this move online may be to the detriment of the town's main street.
I don't think it'll ever be to the detriment of retail. For me personally, I want to go and I want to see it, I want to fit it. I want someone to give me advice. I like people to put outfits together, and this is what people are looking for. That can't be done online. The difference of shopping is you'll pin it here and you'll pin it there and you say, actually, that's not good on your colouring. And there's so much to give a person who comes, you know, to the actual physical shop. But apart from that, it's nearly like coming home when you come back in again. As retailers, that we'll have to offer a better experience. I think the day of standing behind the counter and just taking money, the people won't travel for that. And a lot of people shop, the idea of what they want is not what they actually go home with. And so, God, I'd have never picked that now unless you showed me that. Isn't that lovely? I'm absolutely delighted with that now. That's what retail is about. This lockdown will make us all look at how we shop and how we like to shop, and it'll be up to us as retailers to provide that.
My name is Sinead O'Sullivan and I am the owner of Fifth Avenue Ladies Boutique in Goree and Cool Kids Children's Wear. You know what, it's been fantastic since we opened because everybody's so happy. Everybody's walking in just beaming, being able to touch and feel and try on clothes. Obviously, you know, don't think too far ahead and we just take it day by day and week by week, but for now things are looking good.
Say 6-9 months time, how do you see business being then?
If anything, people have learned from lockdown to really support the small businesses. That's what we set out to do in March 2020, was just to keep our shops afloat, just to keep them, to keep the name there, and that we would survive through it. And I think an awful lot of people were like that as well.
My name is Sean Halford and we're hairdressers here on Main Street in Goree. We'll be here 100 years in 2023. A long time, and we've seen a lot of changes, but I think what we've experienced in the last 15 or 16 months has been unbelievable. It's really shaken us, it's encouraged us as well, but it's also challenged us in what the future holds for businesses.
You've seen all the comings and goings here in the centre of Goree. How do you foresee the next few weeks and months panning out?
I would see it good for the next couple of months.
After that?
After that, a bit concerned, because we're a hairdressing business, the beauty end, but you know, it will come good. Like, we're a forward-thinking nation. We've had a big blow, we've a huge setback financially, mentally, physically, you name it. But we will come again. Like, we're a powerful nation. We've lasted famines and wars and revolutions. And
big names like Carphone Warehouse and Pamela Scott may have left the area.
Unfortunately, you mentioned Pamela Scott. Like, they're a casualty, but it's a little bit of a warning shot to any retailer. No matter how big you are, you can fall.
Sean Halford in Goree, ending Barry Lenehan's report. And we're going to be taking another look at shopping post-COVID next week from the other side of the country with Brian O'Connell. Coming up next, we're going to be talking to Dr. Caoimhe Hartley about puberty.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.